celebrate your abundant goodness to us. Your kindness reaches to the heavens. Your favor is the delight of our hearts. You are faithful to provide all that we need, for you are gracious and loving. How good it is to sing praises to your name. How pleasant and fitting it is to honor you with songs. You are the living Word who became a human being and lived among us. We praise you. You are the head of your church who gives us power to live as your family. We praise you. You are the King of Kings who will soon return and establish your eternal kingdom. We praise you and exalt your name, O Lord.
We celebrate the incarnation, Jesus Christ.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. We began our program today with the Voices of Praise and their song entitled, We Celebrate. Father, we celebrate your love for us. You found us as your enemies, but you took us as your own. What a wonderful chorus that is. And in the background right now, it's Robin Thompson Clark and her rendition of the song, Jesus, How We Love You. We're going to be singing and talking a lot today about how much we love God, or should, and how much He loves us, and He does. And later on, we're going to be sharing with you from the New Living Translation that wonderful psalm, Psalm 32. And later in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about how our Lord is capable and willing to meet all those unmet needs that we think we have, and how we need to go about it, how we need to place our trust in God, and know that He will fill those needs in His time and in His way. We'll be sharing some thoughts about that a little later on in our broadcast. Right now, let's ask for God's blessing and anointing on this program today. My Lord, I come into your presence in the name of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who through His sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary paid the penalty for all of my sins. In fact, He paid the penalty for the sins of the whole world. And we thank You, Father, for sending Him to do that, because we could not stand in Your presence today if it were not for the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Thank You for Your free gift of salvation, for Your unmerited grace, Father, that permits us to stand in your presence, clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, just as though we have never sinned at all. That's because our sins have been covered by the blood of the Lamb. And your word says that you will remember them no more. Father, thank you for that free gift of salvation and for restoring us back to you, Heavenly Father, so that we might have fellowship with you. Lord, I pray that you will take great pleasure in our adoration today. This program is for you. We have gathered together for the express purpose of worshiping you through the songs that we share, through the scripture, and through our devotional later, Lord, that will remind us that you do care about us and that you will take care of us in your time, in your ways, and that all you ask of us is that we place our complete trust in you and believe in you. Abraham believed in you, Father, and you said that was credited to him as righteousness. It also says in the Word that without faith it is impossible to please God. Heavenly Father, by faith that you have given to us, we come into your presence and we believe in you, Lord. We can't see you with our eyes, but we know you're there every moment of every day, and you want to have fellowship with us, Father. The day will come when we will be able to be in your presence for eternity. But right now, Lord, what we want to do is just praise your holy name and thank you for the love that you have placed in our hearts for you and for others that we may come in contact with today. And Heavenly Father, if there's someone listening today that has never experienced the peace and the joy that can come from knowing that their sins have been forgiven, I pray that your Holy Spirit might just draw them into you, Father, and that they might know that you love them just the way they are. Thank you, Father, for loving us with an everlasting love and for placing in our hearts that love that we have for you today. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, Lord, my Jesus, 'tis now.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee Jesus. the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason why I love him so.
Teaches us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. If any man says he has no sin in him, he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You know, it seems impossible that sinful man could have a relationship with the Holy God. But you see, that's where Jesus comes in, and that's why today I love him so much. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who would ever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why today I want to lift my voice and say, oh, how I love Jesus.
Because
How I Love Jesus. That was Carmen along with the Christ Church Choir. Medley of songs, My Jesus, I Love Thee. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And of course, winding up with Oh, How I Love Jesus. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. Coming up in a little bit, I want to share with you from the New Living Translation, Psalm 32. Now let me share with you our psalm for today, Psalm 32, today taken from the New Living Translation. Oh, what joy for those whose rebellion is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of sin, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. When I refused to confess my sin, I was weak and miserable. And I groaned all day long. Day and night your hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat. Finally, I confessed all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide them. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord. And you forgave me, and my guilt is gone. Therefore, let all the godly confess their rebellion to you while there is time, that they may not drown in the floodwaters of judgment. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Do not be like a senseless horse or mule that needs a bit and bridle to keep it under control. Many sorrows come to the wicked, but unfailing love surrounds those who trust the Lord. So rejoice in the Lord and be glad, all you who obey Him. Shout for joy, all you whose hearts are pure.
Try to realize what this means. The Lord is God. The Lord is God. Try to realize what this means. The Lord is God. The Lord is God. Try to realize. to bless your name.
We've come.
what a wonderful medley of songs by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Singers. We've come to praise your name. I will bless the Lord, and I will bless the Lord at all times. Right now in the background, it's the Ralph Carmichael Orchestra and their song, The Lamb of Glory. I'm Dave Kersey, your host. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Coming up later in our broadcast, our devotional will be on unmet needs. Learning to deal with such unmet needs while maintaining a positive faith is a critical step in experiencing the kind of contentment that Christ promises us for every circumstance. That learning process begins by realizing that Jesus understands our needs and has the power to meet them. In a way, all of these are expressions of man's three basic needs: a sense of belonging, a sense of competence, and a sense of worth. Have we been willfully disobedient to God in some of our areas? Are we refusing to wait on God to meet our needs in His way and in His time? The only person who can satisfy all your needs is Jesus Christ. Because of the cross, where you were reconciled to God, you are of great value to Him. You belong to Him, and you are accepted by Him. God will meet your needs according to His goodwill. But if you will seek to find your deepest needs met through your friendship with Christ, you will truly discover that God does indeed supply every need according to His superabundant riches. It's true, Jesus never fails. We'll be talking more about those unmet needs a little later on in our broadcast. I want to say thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. Last month in July, we offered a booklet called A Minute a Day. These are short devotionals by Dr. David Jeremiah. I have a few copies of this book left over after last month, so I'm going to continue the offer to you for your financial gift for this radio ministry during the month of August. So when you write to us and send a financial gift for Call to Worship, I'm going to send out a copy of this book to you. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. You can find that address on our website. You can make a contribution on the website. There are other things on that website that you'll find interesting. Not the least, of course, you can listen to the program anytime you want, listing all the songs and the artists and the albums that they're coming from. So check us out, won't you? www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And now let's get back to the song that's been playing in the background with the Ralph Carmichael Orchestra, the song entitled Lamb of Glory.
Thank you.
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled, A Touch of His Peace, Meditations on Experiencing the Peace of God, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Philippians 4:19 says, And my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Well, that's the promise. How about unmet needs? That's our topic for today here on A Call to Worship. A well-known Christian author and thinker once said, Mankind is one vast need. What an apt description of the human lot. As long as our needs, emotional, spiritual, physical, and material, are being met, we're relatively happy. But when one or more of our needs is unfilled, peace is a scarce commodity. Learning to deal with such unmet needs while maintaining a positive faith is a critical step in experiencing the kind of contentment that Christ promises us for every circumstance. That learning process begins by realizing that Jesus understands our needs and has the power to meet them. In His humanity, Christ participated in the full scope of human existence, including needs. He was hungry. He was thirsty. He needed rest. He endured agony of soul before His death and physical agony during His crucifixion. And now, having suffered all of that, He feels for us. He hurts for us. He knows our needs. But if God knows my need and can meet them, why hasn't He, you may ask? We have all heard that question many times from singles who yearn to be married, or from the unemployed who only want a decent job, from wives who long for their husbands to tenderly communicate love to them, and other reasons. In a way, all of these are expressions of man's three basic needs. One, a sense of belonging. Two, a sense of competence. And three, a sense of worth. These are the deepest emotional and spiritual needs of the soul. And when they are unmet, they create the most intense pain. Yet, if we have a genuine need, as distinguished from an illegitimate desire, that is not being met, we must look at several things. Have we been willfully disobedient to God in some area? Are we refusing to wait on God to meet our needs in His way and in His time? Are we wrongfully manipulating people or circumstances to get our way? Is our motivation misdirected? Is God trying to teach us something? Is God calling us to repentance or leading us to trust Him in a greater way? These are all questions we need to ask ourselves. During the delay, that's the time between when you have asked God to meet a need and the time that He supplies that need, you must refuse every false means of satisfying your need. There will be the temptation to seek to meet your needs in your way and in your timing. Yielding to temptation may superficially and temporarily meet your need, but it will not last, and the consequences will create only more frustrations. The only person who can satisfy all your needs is Jesus Christ. Because of the cross, where you were reconciled to God, you are of great value to Him. You belong to Him, and you are accepted by Him. An intimate relationship with Jesus Christ is really the only enduring means to meet all of your needs. You can never exhaust the reservoir of His grace, mercy, and love for you. God will meet your needs according to His good will. Now, it may take time, and the means and end may not be what you anticipated. But if you will seek to find your deepest needs met through your friendship with Christ, you will truly discover that God does indeed supply every need according to His superabundant riches, because Jesus never fails. And when you have Christ, you have everything that you need. Heavenly Father, how often have I looked to something or someone else to meet my needs? I realize this is tempting but futile. Help me to accept the truth that You are the only one who can truly satisfy my innermost longings. I turn to You now and ask that You will meet my needs in Your way and in Your time. And I know that You only want my best, so I submit my all to You. Heavenly Father, thank You for knowing all about my needs and for being willing to provide the best for me. Because I know it is so true that only Jesus can satisfy my soul.
Change your heart
and make you
new.
what a song that was. Only Jesus can satisfy my soul. The Regeneration Singers winding up our program today here on A Call to Worship. I'm your host, Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today. And I want to thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. And to say thank you for your support of this ministry, we're going to continue for another month this book that we offered last month, A Minute a Day, Instant Inspiration for the Busy Life by Dr. David Jeremiah. This short little book is my gift to you if you'll send a gift this month for Call to Worship. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070, that's 2070, Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. You can find that address on that website. You can listen to the program, and you can even make a contribution on that website. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together with the Maranatha Singers and their song, In His Time.
In His Time. In His Time. He makes all things beautiful in His time. You make all things beautiful.
everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, host of A Call to Worship, heard every weekend right here on this station. These are the Brooklyn Tabernacle Singers, a wonderful medley about praising the Lord at all times, one we'll use on this week's broadcast. We'll also be sharing with you Psalm 32 from the New Living Translation, and our devotional will be on unmet needs, how God will provide all we need in life, but in His way and in His time. We'll have other great worship and praise music featuring Dennis Jernigan, Carmen and the Christchurch Choir, Regeneration, the Maranatha Singers, and many others. Worship with us this week, won't you? Right here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, host of A Call to Worship, heard every weekend right here on this station. On this week's broadcast, we're going to be sharing Psalm 32 from the New Living Translation. We'll be talking about unmet needs in our lives, how God will provide all we need, but in His way and His time. We'll hear from Carmen and the Maranatha Singers and many others. Worship with us this week on A Call to Worship.